The number 24 Gator soccer team defeated the 23rd-ranked Tennessee team 2-1 and Georgia 4-1 last weekend at home. The Gators have another pair of home games again this weekend as they take on Mississippi State tonight at 7 p.m. and Arkansas at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Head coach Becky Burley talks about the Georgia game.
Georgia presented us with a little different scenario, and we had to really work hard to break down their defense. But once we got the first goal, I think it sort of relaxed everyone and had more goals to follow. So I think any time we can, again, get the 6 points, and especially against two teams that are rivals, as well as teams that were ahead of us in the East initially, we are happy with that result.
4 goals in a 25-minute second-half span gave the Gators the 4-1 win. The last of those goals came from sophomore Jillian Graff, who Burley says can continue to improve if she continues with her consistency.
One thing that we always think that Jillian does a terrific job at is her movement off the ball. And again, it's not really a stat that you see anywhere, but she creates some space for herself and for other players. And ultimately, if you can do that consistently as well as attack the back line, good things are going to happen.
With some injuries over the weekend, Burley talks about the reserve players coming off the bench and how they did a good job of keeping the standard high.
We expect high standards from our reserves as much as we do from our starters. And they work just as hard as everyone else. And I think when we have an opportunity for players to get playing time, it helps everybody. It helps them gain confidence. It helps the players who came off get a little bit of rest. But mostly, you know, what we're looking for is, does the standard continue high? And I think they did a pretty good job with that.
Young players have stepped up and started contributing to the team because of the injuries, and Burley says that that is because of the depth on the team.
It's a tribute to our depth, and it's also a tribute to the mentality of our players who they just want to get that opportunity. You know, nobody wants to get that opportunity through injury, but when you have that chance, you know, to be able to step into that limelight, you know, it's just a chance again to be even stronger as a team when those players come back.
You can catch both games this weekend right here on ESPN 850-900 with coverage of tonight's matchup versus Mississippi State at 6:50 p.m. and coverage of Sunday's game versus Arkansas at 1:20 p.m.